big freedom of speech guys here.
All right, welcome to Commissioner's Court today. We've solved our technical problem here. Thank you, one and all who worked on that. Do I have, is there something, Maris Blair, you're going to come and do our opening prayer for us, and then would you lead us in our pledges, please? Let's all stand together, if you would.
Dear Lord, we come to you today humble and ready to learn and serve. We ask for grace
be given today and for wise wisdom on all decisions. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Our pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let the record reflect that all are present today. Do we have a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda? Second? All in favor?
Opposed?
Motion carries. Thank you. At this time, we take time usually at this point to consider citizen comments. If there are any that have to do with an item that is currently on the agenda, either in consent or in open, we ask that you limit it to 3 minutes. If you have something to give to the court, that you would ask permission to approach the bench. Are there any citizen comments today? Yes. Is this noticed on the agenda? Okay. We're good. Okay. We wait till the end. Okay. It's about the toe issue. Okay. Why don't we do this to clarify this? Come on up. I may send you back down, but for the record, tell us your name and what it's about, and then we'll determine if it's on our agenda here or not. Can you do that? I appreciate it, just for clarity.
I don't think it's on the agenda. I'm David Knox. I own Saddle Creek Toll. It's about the rotation to see if we can get some graces, graces.
We have an opportunity at the end. Thank you so much, David. All right, as we move forward then, proclamations and resolutions, presentation of Employee of the Month.
Morning, Commissioner and Judges. My name is Alicia, and I'm the Employee Recognition Coordinator, and I volunteer with the Employees Committee. Thank you for taking the time to highlight our Employee of the Month. I would like to call Ms. Jerry Williams, please.
I'm delighted to be here this morning and read a letter from one of our branch managers and to introduce you to Jen Weigel, who is our adult services coordinator. And this is what our branch manager, Laura Polite, shared. I'd like to nominate Jen Weigel as an outstanding employee in Montgomery County Memorial Library System. Jen took over adult services position, I believe, just before COVID. Correct. She came in January, and we had to close down in mid-March. From the start, she dove into the position and started improvements. There had been little communication between branches and adult services librarians concerning programs, database updates, webinars, etc. Jen set up networking resources where ideas could be shared and discussed. When COVID hit and we were closed for quarantine, Jen worked on brainstorming new methods and platforms to keep staff functioning and patrons satisfied. COVID forced the library system to create new ways to provide services, which meant a speeding learning curve for the new normal. Jen did much of the research for us to make this transition. She's reviewed and assessed research databases. She's helping us keep abreast of new technology, and we appreciate that she doesn't just present the changing. She usually provides a short tutorial to get us all up to speed. Finally, Jen is an outspoken advocate for inclusion and diversity in the library. She alerts us to webinars concerning underserved library populations, including homeless, mentally ill, and others. And so I ask you to congratulate Jen Weigel as our December Employee of the
That's
Month.
That's awesome. Congratulations, right. Jen. Well done. Congratulations. Thank you. All right. We're going to that was item A on number 8. We're going to defer item number B and move to county clerk. A, B, and C. Do I have a motion to approve all sets of minutes here from anyone on the court,
move.
Please? Is there a second? All in favor?
Opposed?
Motion carries. All right. Let's move on to the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve consent agenda? Were there any modifications?
Judge, I move on consent. However, I'd like to move 10E1, A through D.
Okay, let's see here. 10E1. What page is that on, Commissioner?
On page 4. We need to take that to executive session.
Okay. Can we do it during the designated time in executive? Okay, so we're going to, that's the modification is to move that to exec.
Which one? Is it all of yours?
Yeah, just the, okay. Mine. Yeah.
Okay, which would be?
A, B, C, and D.
Okay, very good. Under Precinct 3. All right, are there any other modifications? If there are none, do I have a motion to approve with modifications? Second?
Move.
All in favor?
Opposed?
Opposed? Let's move forward then. Let's move right on to our open agenda. First item, consider, discuss, and approve resolution casting Montgomery County's votes for the, and I want to make a correction here, that says on the agenda 2020 to 2021, it should be 2021 to 2022.
I move and I recommend Peggy Hausman to receive the votes for Montgomery County.
Yeah, I'll second that motion. Any discussion? All right, if there's no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, so we have 3 in opposition. So Peggy is not going to be nominated to that position. Then we still need to nominate somebody. Who would we have to do that then?
I have a gentleman that I put forward, Frank Smith from East Montgomery County, outstanding candidate.
Okay, do we have a motion to that effect?
Yes, that's my motion.
Okay, we have a second.
I second.
Okay. Any discussion? Understand that we need, in order to have impact, we require more votes than are awarded, and if we dilute our vote and it's not unanimous, we'll just get kind of pushed out by either the school districts or whatever. And just like last year we talked about. So with that in mind, is there any more discussion?
What did you just say?
What you have is there are all the different entities that vote.
I understand that.
Yeah. And so if we're not unanimous, then that waters down our vote. If we're 3-2 or 4-1 or whatever. So it's,
no, I
we
mean,
need to be
we
unanimous.
We got a certain amount of votes.
That's we do.
And we're going to cast our votes.
Okay. Unless right. If there are any questions, many, I'm in favor of whether it's this guy, whether it's Peggy, they all represent the county. This is not one section over one another. So. Okay. So we appreciate that. If there's no more discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's unanimous. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Emergency management.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got a couple items here. The first one, 12A. Consider and discuss take appropriate action regarding the extension of the warehouse lease for OEM through December 31st, 2022. Current lease expires at the end of this month. This is the warehouse that's funded currently with ARPA funds that houses all of our cares and pandemic supplies that we've purchased throughout the pandemic. And this would be a one-year extension on that warehouse.
And the county attorney's office agrees that it's appropriate use of ARPA funds as well as the auditor?
We allow for the use. for the last 3 months of fiscal 21, so yes.
It was CARES funded at first, then we switched to ARPA when ARPA came around, so.
Is this the building over there that's the complete air conditioned?
Yes, this is okay. The climate-controlled warehouse.
What street is that? What is
Pollock.
That?
Pollock. Yeah.
I move.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Move forward.
The second one is an extension of the lease for the hangar. This is the space that we that is not air conditioned that we store all of our shelter supplies in. This is a 3-year extension on the lease for that facility, but we can get out of that lease if we had other options that come available during that time. The landlord and the realty agencies agreed to help us get out of that without a penalty should we have other options come available in that 3-year term. This would allow for us to not have a rent increase for the next 3 years and secure that space. As you know, we looked at moving that with options, and we have not been able to find an option near the current location that's not exorbitantly high in the millions of dollars. So extending this would keep our shelter supplies open, and being at the airport is a huge improvement for us because that's the only functional airport in the region when we have a disaster. So,
do we know if there was any funding appropriated for the 2022-2023?
Last time it was fund balance what we used. For
yeah,
the
so
place.
mid-year.
It was what?
Fund balance.
It was part of the grant, but the grant money ran out.
The grant money's out, and the grant covered the first 5 years. There was no intention of extension with the UASI grant. We knew that was coming. We were able to push that grant a little further by stretching the dollars and getting us midway through this calendar year. But I think July of this calendar year, we moved over to local funding for the remaining months of this year, and that'll be local funding going forward.
So if we wanted out of this in 4 months, say, if something comes up,
we'd give notice to the landlord, and we could get out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think so, each month is how much?
Pull it up. It's $13,000.
So between A and B, how much money are we paying per month for storage right now?
So on A, with the ARPA-funded warehouse, that facility, let me get it in front of me, because it has a CAM, so it's $9,800 base rent, and then the CAM is, I believe, 32 and some change, but I don't want to.
So 13, 32, 76.
So it'd be 98 plus 32, 76. So it's about $13,000 for both of them.
Per each.
Okay. Yeah. So $26,000
a month. $26,000 a month. We need to build something quick.
Yeah.
And right now, what's our contingency balance?
For 2022, there's not a whole lot.
It's not all that.
We would like to know the number.
Yeah. We still have about roughly $20,000 that we need to carry over out of 2021 into 2022, but that's about it.
I'm going to give you a month. I just don't. Why didn't we look at this as? I mean, when the budget was presented for emergency management in 20, you know, just a few months ago, why didn't we look at this as building that in is a potential? And
so this was something that we had talked to budget about adding into our budget a couple of years because we knew UASI grant was ending. It's just never been included in our budget. It's always been a request but never funded. And so that's when we came in middle of the calendar year to extend. Now, we did, through Commissioner Walker and a few others, go look at some properties. And, I mean, they were multiple millions of dollars. It would take 40 years of rent to get to that amount. But
if you take
something eventually is going to pop open, and we'll have to snag it fast. Or build our own. We have plenty of land. We can build our own.
What all are we storing out at the airport in the hangar?
So currently in the hangar, I've got supplies from the fire marshal's office, a couple of our deployment trailers. I have 2,500 cots, blankets, pillows, and muck-out kits for flooded homes.
It's disaster.
Yeah, it's just disaster response, yeah. And then some miscellaneous stuff that various departments have had to find storage for, but it's mainly 100% all supplies for disaster response.
You know, we looked at the purchasing, Commissioner Walker, and I know we traveled around and talked to different people and whatnot, and even if we found something today that we'd have to refurbish, it'd be probably 6 months before we could put the whole deal together. We have the out should we do that.
Sure.
But my suggestion is that we need to, with this kind of money going out each month, man, we need to find a place that we can purchase, call it our own, and move on.
Yeah, you've got to build something, and Commissioner Walker had considered something that we've talked
build
about.
Something.
So
yeah.
As that comes to plans come to fruition, we'll have to plan that out. But
Didn't we do some kind of emergency count not long ago for? Am I dreaming that we took something out of to stop this fund balance stuff? Didn't we?
We have an emergency disaster response fund.
Is it gone?
We put like $200,000 in there.
We started with $250,000. It's supposed to be replenished as used. I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was replenished when we pulled some funds out of it recently for something like this. I can't remember exactly what we did, but it could have been replenished.
Can we pay out of that?
I second that.
Can't we do that? Okay.
This would be $156,000 for the year for a full 12 months.
No, we just do it month to month.
We can do it, do it to the end of the calendar year.
Yeah, that's for A. What about B?
This is what we're talking about, Judge. B, would it's a three-year contract, but for funding purposes, they can fund it through the end of the fiscal year.
A is. Do it
month to month?
Yeah, the DSS.
We'll do it month to month.
A is funded out of ARPA, so I think A is all right.
Okay.
It just
This is going to be funded out of that emergency account.
I would say let's do it on a month-to-month basis out of the disaster fund for now.
Fine. Yeah, okay.
The funding source be the disaster fund? Okay.
Move.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? All in favor?
Opposed.
Motion carries. Next one.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. The last one is C. This is a two-part agreement. It's a land lease agreement basically a master agreement related to some grant funding from TEDM with Covenant Christian School. You may be aware a couple months ago, right before Commissioner Metter retired, the FEMA had awarded a grant to Covenant Christian School to build a near indestructible dome, what they call a shelter dome, on their campus. This is to be used during a disaster to house our first responders who need to be put in place ahead of a storm and staged for deployment post-storm to give them a secure place to sleep during that storm, ride it out, so to speak. This is a grant that Covenant was awarded based on Hurricane Harvey. There's only one of these currently going to go up in the state of Texas, and it'll be here in Montgomery County. They chose Covenant based on our strategic location and our proximity to Houston and the other areas that see these types of disasters where a hardened bunker-like structure would be necessary to house responding departments and agencies, and its proximity not only to that but also to the airport and I-45. So it's a great project for Covenant. When it's not used for that, Covenant gets to use it as a gymnasium. TEDM has agreed to cover Covenant's cost share through other grant options, and this master agreement would essentially allow the county to act as the passing through agency with those TEDM grant funds to get the funding to Covenant with a land use agreement. So the county would be leasing the land that the bunker is on, and in turn, Covenant would construct and maintain and operate the facility 24/7 for the next 30 years at no expense to the county, and it would be at our disposal during disasters, whether it be state, federal, or national.
And at no expense to the county.
At no expense to the county.
Didn't Congressman Brady work on this, huh?
Yeah, this has been a federal thing. Congressman Brady helped push this through. Yeah. There was originally two of these awarded in Texas. The other entity was not able to raise the 25% match and did not apply for a cost share agreement like Covenant's doing through us with TEDM. So that project fell through.
Do you know if, since it's funded with multiple different types of monies, federal, state, and some local, in the event of a large storm coming this way, does the governor step in and does he decide to use that? Montgomery County?
No. So the way 418, Chapter 418 works with disaster response, the governor can activate any assets at his disposal. This would be a local asset, so they could partner with us, but it would be under our direction what to put in it and how to house it, and that's how it works. So the county judge at the time and emergency management would be the one coordinating that asset and that use. Our agreement with Covenant is as long as there's a declared disaster and it's needed, they make it available. As soon as it's no longer needed, we can turn it back over to them. They're responsible for everything during that time, including staffing us with people from their facility to help keep it clean, all the various things that need to be done there. So it's truly a no-cost to the county operation, even with electricity and maintenance on the generators and the various things like that. It's all on them.
Move. So. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate that very much.
Yep.
Also, Dr. Glenn, Why don't you come up and make a couple comments for us, if you would, please? We appreciate you being here. This is our
thank you.
Headmaster over at Covenant Christian School.
Right. Thank you so much for this opportunity. We just, when this whole project started, which was several months ago, our heart from the very beginning was, what could we as a school do to give back to our community? What could we do? And we were very aware of what happened during Hurricane Harvey and the need for a place like this. And then we just applied and kind of really stepped out there, not knowing if we even had a chance to even get that. And I think our location was very critical to the decision. We're right there on the feeder road, if you know where our location is. And it'll be able to house 674 first responders in the event of an emergency. Wow. And so we are thrilled at the opportunity to do that. Yes, we did a gymnasium, but most importantly to us, from my standpoint as the head of school, we really wanted to serve our county in this way. And so thank you so much for approving this motion.
All right. Thank we appreciate you being here today. Thank you. All right, let's move on. Gilbert, purchasing.
I'd like to defer this item. No action required.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Going to defer 13A for the record. All right, County Court at Law 2. Judge, welcome.
Good morning. So I don't want to waste your time. It's a pretty, I think, straightforward request. I'm not asking for any new funds. If anyone has any questions, though, I'd certainly, or if anyone's going to vote no, I'll give you the longer song and dance.
I move. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Laird. Appreciate you being here for that. All right, grants and community development. Rebecca, tell us what's going on here.
Morning, Judge Commissioners.
Morning. Morning.
I am asking the court to consider and discuss, and if appropriate, appoint citizens from the community to our advisory committee. Currently, we have 3 vacancies. I've got these spots need to be opened or need to be filled. We're getting ready for our grant applications to be sent out to nonprofits in the county. And so these committee members will review those grant proposals and then submit to the court for approval.
Is there a deadline on choosing these people? Is it today or next court?
We could next court. I would need them pretty quick, at least in January, to start doing training for them.
Are these based on a geographic area by commissioner precinct?
Yes.
They used to be. What precinct are you looking for?
Precinct 3 and Precinct 2.
So I have Misty Perrine and Angie Signorelli. I think Evan gave you both their names.
Okay.
How many is on the committee total when it's
each full? Court member has 2 members appointed. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
So you need 2 from me right
two,
now.
And then okay, I need so one from Commissioner me. Riley. I mean, you have a vacancy. I need one from you.
Let's do the, let's
those are my look. 2, and we'll bring them back next court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finalize.
Okay, so we'll take the motion and do what we need to do next round.
I got to find somebody that can put up with Bruce.
Okay.
Yes, for sure.
He didn't even miss a beat.
She didn't even miss a beat.
We work very well together. Bruce on the committee, he's great.
I'm just picking.
Okay, so what you're asking us to do is to come up with the names, and we'll confirm that at the next commissioner's court.
Okay.
So you'll put that on the agenda next round.
I will.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. This time we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to convene public hearings. Amy?
Consider the parcel replat of Lot 1 and Lot 2, Block 2 of Republic Grand Ranch, Section 1, to be known as Republic Grand Ranch.
Let me read this for you.
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Does it sound
glad
terrible?
Okay.
It's not flattering.
Thanks. Wow. As stated on the agenda, no objections. I'll read the part that you don't have. No objections or concerns have been received. The HOA has not been found, and we are approving this item under agenda item number 17A. Is anybody here to speak about it?
All right.
Commissioner Metz, you want to read yours?
I will. Precinct 4, consider and approve establishing all-way stop sign control at McCleskey Road and Penny Lane intersection. Anybody here to discuss that or talk about it, complain, Claude or whatever. No, all good.
All right, item two.
And as stated on the agenda, but no objections or concerns have been received prior to today's public hearing. The HOA has not been found, but the plat is not ready for approval today. Is anybody here to speak about that? Okay.
Okay. Then let's reconvene at court and take appropriate action. Do I have a motion to approve item one for precinct one and for precinct four, the always stop?
Move.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you, Amy. We appreciate you struggling through that. At this time, we're going to dismiss for executive session. The court recess pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.07.
Next year, he's going to get better at this.
All right. All right, all are present, so let's go ahead and reconvene. The item that was deferred, that Commissioner Nowak deferred, would you like to make a motion on that, Commissioner?
Yeah, I move on 10E1, A, B, C, and D.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right, and then we have one other item that we're going to take action on. That is item number C.
Yes.
Make a motion on that, please.
Yes, I'd like to move to appoint Judge Keough as the administrative, have administrative oversight of the permits department, recognizing the retirement of Phil. And also part of the motion would be to give the court's approval or authority to Commissioner Riley and Judge Keough on conducting a search and nominating a replacement next court.
All right. All right. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. Those are our actions from our executive session. Now, we have a time, again, with our citizens. If there are citizens who would like to make comment at this time on whatever you would like to make comment on, I would remind you that we have 3 minutes for each of the comments that are made. Plus, if you have something that you want to hand to us, please get the permission of the bench before you bring it to us. So, are there those who would like to share? Yes. Come forward, if you would, please. If you'd state your name for the record, please. Okay. And if you speak into the mic. There you go. Thank you.
I don't think it's on. Is it on?
It's a mechanical device, and I'm a mechanical moron. I took the liberty, first of all, thank you, Commissioners and Judge Keough. I took the liberty of jotting down a few talking points so that I wouldn't wander and try to maximize time. I'm the husband of Elsie English, who has volunteered at the Montgomery County Animal Shelter for a number of years. Some months ago, she was told that she could no longer walk a dog with a hands-free leash, meaning the leash is attached to her belt. She has arthritic hands, had surgeries, 3 surgeries on one hand. And so we've always walked dogs with a leash attached to our belt while gripping the leash with one of our hands. We have since been told that the reason for that rule, which came down, that you could no longer walk a dog with a hands-free leash at the Montgomery County Animal Shelter, was a safety issue. Well, at first blush, that sounds plausible, sounds reasonable. but I took the liberty yesterday of conducting about 4 hours research online, Googling such items as 77-year-old female grip strength, large breed dog pulling power, and it's amazing, there is an entire industry devoted to hands-free leashes. As a matter of fact, there are a number of professional dog walkers, dog trainers, and shelters that commonly utilize and recommend hands-free dog leashes. Prior to my wife's stage 4 neck and throat cancer a number of years ago, we routinely volunteered our time at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary for 2 weeks every summer in Kanab, Utah. And Best Friends Animal Sanctuary is arguably the finest animal shelter in the United States. No one at Best Friends ever asked us to change our leashing habits. We routinely walk dogs at Operations Pets Alive, Abandoned Animal Rescue, and no one ever asked us to change our dog leashing habits.
On so, that, we have the time. That was the 3-minute buzzer.
All right.
But we appreciate your sharing, and to be continued in discussion, I'd be glad to chat with you about this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you for coming. All right, is there anyone else who would like to come and speak with us? Yes.
Watching you, Mr. Ryan. I am Elsie.
A lot of people watching me.
I am Elsie Everett English. That's my husband, Jack Dugan. I'll try to shorten my list. I've been volunteering at the Montgomery County Animal Shelter for some time. The things that are going on in that shelter are absolutely horrific. This summer they were killing 10 dogs a day, whether they had distemper or not. Yes, I know about the distemper outbreak, but why would you kill a dog that tested distemper negative? That went on. Add it all up. Do you have any idea how many dogs are in that shelter today? Typically, up until this summer, there were always 200 to 300 dogs, sometimes more, in the shelter at any one time throughout the year. I didn't bother to count the cats, but almost every single kennel was full. Yesterday, because I took a leave of absence from March the 24th over the leash walking issue, I went back to walking the past 2 days. There are now 76 dogs in that shelter. I wonder what all those staff are doing and where our money's going. There are also, by the way, only 7 cats. I've never in my life seen only 7 cats at any facility. There's a few small dogs back in the small dog room. The dogs I counted were in the large 4 different rooms with 30 kennels per room. The shelter refuses to take dogs from me, period. I catch too many. They have refused to take any owner surrender animals, and that is freaking criminal. And if animal control comes out to your house, they're not going to take your dog. They may or may not. They did this to my neighbor just a week ago. Oh, we can't take the dogs. They're not vaccinated. Well, no kidding. Every stray dog is not vaccinated. They said, we'll vaccinate the dog, but you have to keep the dog for 2 weeks. Then we'll come back and pick it up. That is outrageous for a citizen to be required. Let me Texas Penal Code 42.092, section 1983, abandon, includes abandoning an animal in the person's custody without making reasonable arrangements for assumption of custody by another person. An animal control officer refusing to do their job and take in strays. They won't take any from me at all now. Even if I try to go online, they deny them. My husband went with me when we tried to turn in 2 dogs. They refused them and told me I caught too many dogs. Well, I turned in 10 dogs in the last 12 months. I don't believe I'm threatening the animal control officers, but I don't know what they're doing. They're not picking up dogs. I will see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for coming and sharing with us today. We appreciate it. All right. Are there any other citizens who have comments? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, good morning. I'm in the same boat as her with my voice, but...
you state your name for the record,
please. Oh, I'm sorry. Tanya Pieri, P-I-E-R-I. I do independent rescuing as well. I work with rescues and, you know, they help me to manage these animals. I don't know. It happened right about the same time as Elsie. We thought somehow they were connecting, the two of us. But all of a sudden, when I try to make an appointment, and I could show you, but I'll save that for next week, the documentation, it comes up. It won't even let me finish the application. It comes up, customer not allowed. Why? What did I do? You know, I've been bringing animals there for 5-6 years, and they've been wonderful. So what happened all of a sudden? Why are we down to so many dogs? Why are they refusing me? I went and put a friend's information in yesterday for her, and she was accepted. And I even said I'd keep the dog for the vaccination time frame. Yes, I've brought a lot of animals in the last few years, but that's what they're there for, I thought, and what they wanted us to do. Right now I'm working on a pack of dogs in King's Colony, which is a very bad area, and for loose animals. They've been attacking livestock and whatnot. So for 3 months, I've taken it upon myself to go there every day and feed them. And they are now not attacking. So the locals are getting happy with me about that when they weren't at first. But now they understand what I'm doing. I called trying to make that appointment. That didn't go through. I called the actual animal control. They sent me an email saying they got my request to come out and try and help me corral these guys, but nothing's happened. The lady across the street from where these animals are abiding or residing, she called them, and they said, we're not working this month, and we will not pick up any animals unless they're severely injured. So I hate to bash them, but I too would like to know what's going on, because that is, from what I understand, we fund that county-wise, and something's going on, and it's not right. If you're having a problem and you all need our help with something, you know, I can do vaccines, I can come walk. I mean, I know they put it out there all the time, but we need to follow up on this, because there are way too many.
Our time is up.
Oh, it's,
so we
okay,
appreciate it.
Yes,
but thank you. Appreciate your comments.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to share with us today? Yes. You would state your name for the record and the purpose.
David Knox with the towing.
I'm sorry?
David Knox.
David Knox.
The towing,
okay,
record,
David.
Saddle Creek. I know y'all getting wore out on it. I'm sorry. I'm on the advisory board. I'm not speaking on that behalf. Far from it. It's on my own. I own Saddle Creek Towing. I wrote it down, so I'm going to read it. If that's fine with y'all. I own Saddle Creek Towing from east side of the county. I'd like to start off by saying thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about rotation. I know the Sheriff's Department has admitted the program URI is not working, and they're looking into other programs. I'm not sure that another program will fix the issue we're having. I'd like to make a suggestion. I feel it'd be better for the citizens of Montgomery County, for one, and the first responders. My suggestion is put it to heart and see if the first 3 or 4 trucks on scene, on the accident scene. The reason I say 4 is if 2 vehicles load, you still have 2 extra trucks there. but that unit can tell them, hey, block off number one, number two lane for safety, for secondary crashes or anything like that. It'd be more beneficial to the Montgomery County citizens if we could get the roadways clear and open in a timely manner. It's not fair to our citizens of this county to pay rotation fees on simple breakdowns where they pulled off in their ditch and their car stuck out in the road a little bit and a unit rolls up, it's a traffic hazard, and they got to pay rotation fees to get pulled out of a ditch. That's, it happens every day. And we have to, we lose our rotation because we don't charge that fee. Some do, some don't. If we can get the roadways cleared in a timely manner, it's not fair to our citizens. Yeah, I already read that. I'm sorry. On another note, our local fire departments, our first responders, they have issues with rotation. The issue they're having, they're on scene for too long. The fire trucks for traffic, they're using their fire trucks for traffic control. And if they can clear the scene quicker, they could be put back in service for other emergency calls. Also, all the heavy duty and East County tow companies have met last week with Captain Dunlap.
We appreciate your comments. Thank you so much for coming, David. All right, is there anyone else who would like to share with us? If there is not, then, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Now we're going to continue with our toll authority session. Commissioner Riley.
All right, we're going to bring the meeting of the Montgomery County Toll Road to order. Let the record show everyone's here. Are there any citizens that would like to comment on anything on the Montgomery County Toll Road Authority agenda? Nobody? All right, we got five items on the agenda. If I could get a motion on A and B to approve the minutes for the special session.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item C, consider and approve amended and restated resolution order relating to the Montgomery County Toll Road Administrative Operation and Collections. I need a motion for that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Consider and approve appointing Steve Cruz and Jake Kelly as administrative hearing officers for toll road violations hearing.
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And E, consider and authorize advertising for bids for Montgomery County 249 concrete slope paving at Patrick Circle intersection at 249 Frontage Road.
Move.
All
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to adjourn?
Move.
We're adjourned. Thank y'all.
That was easy enough. All right. Thank you all for being here today. We appreciate it so much.